The next patient is David Garcia. The last name is G-A-R-C-I-A. The first name, David. This is the clinical case of a 70-year-old Hispanic male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3A with a selective proteinuria, period. The patient comes today for a follow-up, and we notice that the serum creatinine has been increasing progressively in the last 9 months. 9 months ago was 1.4, 6 months ago 1.5, 12 days ago 1.7 milligrams per cent. The albumin has remained in 3.4 grams per cent. But the protein creatinine ratio has shown an increase despite the fact that this patient was placed more than 6 months ago on Kerendia, 20 milligrams on a daily basis. 9 months ago, the proteinuria was 384 milligrams per gram of creatinine. 6 months ago was 564, and currently is 1,525. Whether or not this is accurate is unknown. The blood pressure has remained in the neighborhood of 150 over 68. And the urine analysis is clear, the glucose is normal. The protein was 3+, bilirubin negative, the pH is 7, blood is negative, ketones negative, nitrate negative, leukocyte stearate negative, specific gravity 1015. RBCs less than 1, white blood cells 1, mucus trace. In other words, the urinary sediment is normal, and the uric acid determination in the serum is 4.4 milligrams per cent. The cholesterol is 189. The triglycerides are elevated at 278. HDL 47, LDL 86. The vitamin D is 19.4. In summary, we have a patient that has progressively increase serum creatinine, progressively increase proteinuria in the presence of a normal urinary sediment. Whether or not these latest numbers are accurate is unknown, and for that reason, I am going to get a 24-hour urine collection for creatinine clearance and protein. I'm going to repeat the urine analysis. I'm going to start the patient in creatinine 0.1 milligram at night, and he's going to take the creatinine if the systolic blood pressure is above 150, and we are going to reevaluate the case in 10 days. The patient was explained in detail about the the plan and the reason for it. I had the opportunity to review the retroperitoneal ultrasound. There is no evidence of calcifications, and there is no evidence of obstruction, no evidence of thinning of the cortex. And I have to mention that the nephritis workup was negative in the past, period. I invested 20 minutes reviewing the chart, 30 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.